Troy Blacker, Dream Peddler, he's still a chance in the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, still a chance at this stage, Pete. He's come up, he's 27 at the third declarations. Because I know there's quite a few horses above him that may go different directions yet, so still hoping that we break into the field.
Well, I know Chris Waller, he's got four that are above you, and he said that only one of that four will run at this stage, so that's even more encouraging.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, you know, like I said, there's quite a few horses going different directions because we missed a penalty for winning the JRA Cup just due to the scratchings probably that come out of the race. If we had got a penalty, we would. Saying that now, Americane's come out, the weight's got to be raised 2 kilos, so probably just as well I didn't get a penalty.
Yeah, well, 53, exactly. Look, the horse is going, he seems to be going better at this stage of his preparation than he was at this time last season.
Yeah, he always probably comes right about, you know, fourth, fifth run in. So, I mean, you know, in one way, I know I was probably aiming a bit high, but his whole preparation's been targeted at 2400 Caulfield Cup to sort of peak at the right time, and he showed the other night that he's starting to get there, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Look, the way that he finished the race off, we all know that he's got this little idiosyncrasy where he finds a flat spot about the 600 or thereabouts, and then he just keeps on going and he just seems to wind up and wind up again. That's his racing pattern. Is that sharp enough and the type of horse that could win a Caulfield Cup?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure because I haven't had that experience of having a runner before in that sort of race, but it sort of got exposed a little bit in the naturalism too much because he was jumping from 1400 to 2000. I was one run behind, so that's a scratching one day, and due to bad barriers and the horse wasn't 100% right, and he jumped to 2000, and you know, because he raced a little bit fresh that day, and when they sprinted, it got him a bit flat foot, and they done the same the other night, but they never got away from him.
Yeah,
and he was always still in striking distance, and I think Caulfield Cup will be running a lot more high pressure all the way. You know, this flat spot won't be, you know, it's obvious, I don't reckon, over, you know.
Yeah, well, look, when he did hit the front at Moonee Valley, he really went to the front with some authority.
Yeah, that's probably you know, one of his strong points. Once he gets wound up and really hits off here, well, he can go on with it, you know. So in the shorter races, sometimes he's always been coming home. You know, we changed his racing pattern, obviously, you know, last season we rode him more forward to the speed. So you could always get him wound up a lot sooner. And I think that's been the turning point in his career.
All right, well, you've been taking him over to Victoria. You've brought him back home in between runs?
No, he's been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
This breath, yeah.
All right, so whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm stabled up at Leon Corston's at Romsey.
Okay. Is that likely to change when Johnny gets his stable set up at Seymour?
In the future, maybe, yes, but short term, I wouldn't change him at the moment while he's settled in here so well.
Okay.
Not halfway through a prep, no.
All right, well, what's the plan? Look, if he gets a run in a Caulfield Cup, we know he's going there, but if he doesn't get a run in a Caulfield Cup, what are your options?
Well, we'll safeguard ourselves. We're going to nominate for the Coogee Stakes on Caulfield Cup Day, which is only 2,000 metres, and because he needs a run that day, and then he'll go back and try and defend his title at Bendigo Cup.
Okay. What about Tasmania? Is it still on the radar for the Cups here?
Not sure yet, Peter. I tried to do it last year on the one prep, and all he got was 26 days between the Queen's Cup and when he ran again. Mm. And he stepped out in a 1,400-metre weight for age in Tasmania and ran second to Concrete.
Yeah, and should have.
And then he went on to win the Tasmanian Stakes. And you know, we went right through the Cup, 7-4 Cup, and the time he got around the Launceston and the Hobart Cup, it was 11th and 12th run of his preparation, and he was starting to feel, you know, a bit leg-weary by then, and, you know, and he's carrying big weights, and he's still only got beat a less than a length and a half in both Cups, you know, so all things considered, he'd done a great job. If I hadn't come over here and just concentrated on the Cups back home, he probably would have won both Hobart and Launceston Cups last year.
Okay. All right, but in answer to my question, it sounds as if you want to persevere with interstate campaigns, and the Hobart and Launceston Cups would be only an afterthought if things didn't pan out for you in Victoria.
Yeah, it all depends what our rating is at the time too, because if, you know, our rating's gone up a fair bit from the other night, and you know, you get down to Hobart, Launceston Cups, you're going to be the highest rated horse, you know, which he, you know, obviously deserves that, but I mean, you're going to be carrying big weights, and if he can come over here at their time, well, he's you know, he gets in the weights quite reasonable, because there's a lot of horses rated around same as him.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, the horse has done well since the JRA Cup win.
Yeah, no, he's pulled up. This is the best he's pulled up from any run so far, so I'm pretty pleased going forward. So just need a bit of luck now and cross our fingers, hopefully, that a few others go different directions, because I'd really love to have a runner in the Caulfield Cup, you know, for $2.5 million. It'd be a great thrill, but most importantly, I'd just like to see him have a crack at that sort of race at a lightweight, you know.
Okay, mate. All right. Well, listen, all the best, Troy, and let's hope that everything stays together for him. And all the Tassie will keep their fingers crossed, and hopefully he gets into the field.
Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, mate.